Guidance system enabled.
5.
The Vast Wasteland.
4.
The show about nothing and everything.
3.
Life support systems online.
2.
Security code accepted. Red 1, you are clear for takeoff.
Hang on to your chair. We are about to desecrate everything that is good and decent. Ooh, I am your father.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Transformation complete.
The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Vast Wasteland for this evening. Trust you had a good day and a good evening, at least up to this point. You're going to get a treat tonight, especially if your background is in any way, you know, Irish or Scottish. Tonight we're playing just Celtic music, so you'll hear kind of a range, but it all is really Celtic slash folk type music. My background is partly Irish, so obviously I have an appreciation for this kind of music. So what we'll be doing tonight is, you know, getting it out there. I have a few jigs to play for you, and what we're going to do is it's going to be a limited break. We're going to play them, one after the other until we, do get to our break, because we do want to make sure that we get in as much as we can. So, if you're ready, stand by. Let's start with our first tune for this evening.
Thank you. Rogers, a chairman of mine, on a three-masted schooner from Twillingate Isle. I've been the world over, north, south, east, and west, but the middle of nowhere's where I likes it best. Where it's wave over wave, sea over bow, I'm as happy a man as the sea will allow. There's no other life for a sailor like me than to sail the salt sea, boys, to sail the sea. There's no other life but to sail the salt. Well, I leave my wife lonely 10 months of the year, for she built me a home and raised my children dear. She'd never come out to bid farewell to me, or ken why a sailor must sail the salt sea. Where it's wave over wave, sea over bow, I'm as happy a man as the sea will allow. There's no other life for a sailor like me than to sail the salt sea, boys, to sail the sea. There's no other life but to sail the salt sea. Ah, the work, it is hard and the hours are long, but my spirit is willing, my back, it is strong. When the work's over, the whiskey will pour, we'll dance with the girls upon some foreign shore. I've sailed the world over for decades or more, and oft times I wonder what I do it for. I don't know the answer, it's pleasure and pain, but with life to live over, I'd do it again. Where it's wave over wave, sea over bow, I'm as happy a man as the sea will allow. There's no other life for a sailor like me than to sail the salt sea, boys, to sail the sea. Where it's wave over wave, sea over bow, I'm as happy a man as the sea will allow. There's no other life for a sailor like me than to sail the salt sea, boys, to sail the sea. There's no other life but to sail the salt sea.
The Vast Wasteland will return in a moment.
Hey, this is Jay Donnelly from MadPod.com. What would you do if the GoDaddy girl gave you her phone number? Let's see. You know, I met the GoDaddy girl out, and she gave me her phone number. So, time's ticking, so I'll give the GoDaddy girl a call.
I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
What the hell? Maybe I dialed it wrong. Let's dial again. Okay, GoDaddy girl, here we go. That's a guy! Okay, maybe I wrote it down wrong. Let's try it again. Here we go. Hello.
The number you have dialed
has
been changed.
Okay, what's it?
The new number is...
Get your .com domain name for just $6.95 a year. Get a piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. And as a MadPod listener, enter code MP3 to get your discount.
Feng Shui. The ancient Japanese art of placing the everyday objects in your house or office in just the right position to increase energy flow and ensure maximum personal success. Now, we've applied these same ancient principles to your sex life. Introducing Feng Shuing. The art of placing the everyday objects in your bedroom in just the right position to ensure maximum sexual success.
Now, you'll notice we positioned your bed facing north.
Okay, what does that do?
That establishes your virility.
Shuing!
Next, we position the mirror on the ceiling.
And what does that do?
That establishes your visibility.
Wow, double shoeing!
Finally, we positioned your penis outside of your pants.
Yeah, I was wondering about that part.
Positioning your penis outside your pants establishes your availability to the opposite sex.
Yeah, but I feel like a dorcas.
And it establishes you're a dorcas.
Oh.
But then so does saying shwing.
Feng shwing.
Shwing.
It's the ancient Asian way to wear your penis outside your pants.
You seem to be encountering some...
The show about nothing and everything.
Yay! We'll do whatever it takes.
Kid tested. Mother disproved. The Vast Wasteland. Get some.
We're back and going dancing with Mrs. White.
Sickly wife, she's nothing to do, only sit there and cry, praying and praying to God she would die. A friend of my own came to see me one day. He told me my wife, she was pining away. He afterwards told me that she would get strong if I'd get a bottle from dear Dr. Chian.
Oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking
your cod liver oil. I bought her a bottle, well, just for to try, and the way that she drank it, yeah, think she might die. I bought her another, it vanished the same. And then she got cod liver oil on the brain. I bought her another, she drank it no doubt. And then she began to get terrible stout. And when she got stout, well, of course she got strong. And I became jealous, oh dear Dr. John.
Oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil.
The house, it resembles a great doctor's shop. It's covered in bottles from bottom to top. Well, early the morning, the kettle does boil. You would swear it was singing of a cod liver oil.
Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking. Oh, doctor, oh, doctor, oh, dear Dr. John, your cod liver oil is so pure and so strong. I'm afraid of my life, I'll go down in the soil if me wife don't stop drinking your cod liver oil.
Ashore from my schooner close by, a girl on the beach, sir, I chanced to espy. Her hair it was red and her bonnet was blue. Her place of abode was in Harbor Lagoon. Oh, boldly I asked her to walk on the sand. She smiled like an angel and held out her hand. So I buttoned me guernsey and hove way me chew in the dark rolling waters of Harbor Lagoon. My ship she lay anchored far out on the tide. As I strolled along with that maid at my side, I told her I loved her, I said I'll be true, and I winked at the moon over Harbor Lagoon. On the sands at the close of the day, I thought of my wife who was home in Torbay. I knew that she'd kill me if she only knew I was courting this lassie in Harbor Lagoon. As we passed a log cabin that stood on the shore, I met an old comrade I'd sailed with before. He treated me kindly, saying, Jack, how are you? It's seldom I see you in Harbor Lagoon. And as I was parting this maiden in tow, he broke up my party with one single blow. He said, regards to your missus and your wee kiddies too. I remember her well, she's from Harbor Lagoon. This damsel a-standing alongside, her jaw had just dropped and her mouth opened wide. And then like a she-cat upon me she flew, and I fled from the furies of Harbor Lagoon.
So come on, you young sailors, to walk on the shore. Beware of old comrades you sailed with before. Beware of the maidens with the bonnets of blue, and the pretty young damsels of Harbor Lagoon, and the pretty young damsels of Harbor Lagoon. Come along with me, love. Come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me. Hey! Well, it is of a jolly butcher, as you might plainly see, as he roved out one morning in search of company. He went into a tavern and a fair girl he did see. Ah, come for one night, be my wife, or come along with me. He called for liquor of the best and he made such fortune plain. Come have a drink, it'll make us think that it is our wedding day. Won't you come along with me, love? Come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me. Well, he
called for a candle to light their way to bed. And when he had her in the room, these words to her he said: a sovereign I will give to you for to embrace your charms. And all that night that fair young maid lied in the butcher's arms. Ah, come along with me, love, come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me. Early the next morning, Miss Shorrit went his way. He looked unto that fair young maid and unto her did say: that sovereign that I gave to you, do not think me strange. Well, that sovereign that I gave to you, will you give me back me change? Ah, come along with me, love, come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me.
Have it out.
Come along with me, love,
come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me.
Well, about a 12-month later, he rode it out once more. And he went into the tavern where he'd often been before. He wasn't in there very long when his fair maid he did see. And she brought forth a baby 3 months old and placed it on his knee. Oh, when he saw the baby, he began to curse and swear. And he said unto that fair young maid, why did you bring him here? Well, he's your own kind, sir, she said, do not think me strange. Well, that sovereign that you gave to me, well, I gives you back your change. Ah, come along with me, love,
come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me.
Won't you come along with me, love,
come along with me. Come for one night and be my wife and come along with me.
Well, that will wrap things up for this evening, everyone. Do appreciate you joining us for our Celtic night. From time to time, you know, we do have some theme shows. It just happens tonight was Celtic. It came at a very opportune time, being especially the fact that my background is part Irish. But we had a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed listening to some of these tunes. If you, you know, have any interest at all in this kind of music, you know, whether your background is in any way associated with anything, you know, Irish or Scottish or what have you, you know, by all means, go out, you know, maybe Google some of the music or go out and check out other resources. It's really, really good stuff, especially the jigs. Those really get your heart pumping. I think Haste to the Wedding is like a seminal favorite for me. In fact, it was one that was played at my sister's wedding when she was married all here just a few years ago. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that gets your blood pumping quite like you seeing the bride and the groom, you know, dancing a jig down the aisle after they're married to Haste to the Wedding. Well, again, thanks a lot for joining us, everyone. You have a great and wonderful evening.
The Vast Wasteland is heard on Shoutcast Radio and by podcast. Our listener line is 702-446-4192. You can reach us at thevastwasteland.bodomatic.com as well as thevastwasteland@bodomatic.com. Have a good evening.
This is another new song I've been working on. It's about one of my favorite hobbies. Oh, they call me Hangin' Johnny. Away, boys, away. But I never hanged nobody. And it's hang, boys, hang. Well, first I hanged me mother. Away, boys, away. Me sister and me brother, and it's Hangboy's Hang. Well, next I hang me granny. Away, boys, away. Well, I'd hang the holy family. Hangs for money. Away, boys, away. It's just that hanging's so bloody funny. And it's hang, boys, hang. Oh, they called me Hanging Shawnee. Away, boys, away. But I never hanged nobody. And it's hang, boys, hang.
Thanks a lot, everybody. God bless.